a constituency.
Between you and me,
we can discuss our options.
Between you and me,
there are always solutions. Between you and me, yeah.
Between you and me.
Calling and talking about the truck and quiet people telling them they will not win and so on. She has 7 children. I am a mother of 7 children. I had 10 children, 10 pregnancy, and had to struggle for my children. I struggle for them.
I mean, you should be ashamed of yourself as a mother, or as a woman in general, that you know you can afford to 2 children. Why you have 7?
I am a mother of 7 children.
Who's supposed to feel sorry for you?
I had 10 children, 10 pregnancy.
When you know you cannot control, you cannot afford to have 2. Why you want to go and make 7 children?
I am a mother of 7 children.
Who sent you to make 7 children?
I got a house under Mr. Libra. Mr. Libra and Patrick John in those times. Mr. Joseph, that called me to give me the key. When things was bad, I had to call my auntie, my friends, and them who said it a little not for me.
Some woman that does the breeding children like a factory and expecting everybody to feel sorry for her.
I had 10 children, 10 pregnancy.
And expecting, and she just have a man, they just breeding, and they know they can't afford children. Why make children if you know you can't afford them?
This is the question I kept asking myself when I was
why
listening to the
children? Story. Why make children? Why?
So, what
you don't
make
children for me to come and feed for you?
When I go out and I take my man at 16 years, I didn't tell my mother.
Excuse me?
When I leave Canada and come down to check my children, Hurricane David hit me in Dominica, mash up my house. All my things mash. I was living in a tent on the Savannah. I had to stay with them. I said, I'm not leaving my children in a tent. Hurricane Allen passed, lifting up tent on me. So I decided I'm going to stay with them. God give them to me and he will give me food for them. 1981, I go ministry and get a work. As a widow, I never touched cutlass in my life. And I had to go and use a cutlass to look after my children, to feed my children.
And that is where I have a problem, where we feel sorry for these people, but continue to make these things, to do these things.
When I go out and I take my man at 16 years, I didn't tell my mother.
And some fellas that keep breeding them kind of woman there and putting a nuisance to society.
Tell those people government will help when you have to help. So they go and get all their children like a machine. And government have to take care of it for them.
Yes, this one is going out especially to my friend and brother Crazy, Frankie Crazy Develop. This one is for you, my brother. Leona Peters, Baby Machine.
Children, I love every one of them, though sometimes survival seems impossible. I really believe for true, by now I would be touched by the next level. My heart is broken into pieces, just like all their broken promises. They say I am good for nothing. Why? Because I'm making children. Oh, just making children. They call me that kind of woman, that kind that like plenty man. Why? Because I'm making children. Oh, I am throwing them. But when election coming and every vote counting,
chance as a hot back like me. I must be crazy to expect politician sympathy. All they want is young women, lawyers, foreigners and businessmen. But when they in campaign mode and they come to your household promising to move heaven and earth for you, man only know you for truth when they want something from you. Women who have plenty children, it's men like that who give it to them. Oh, oh, mama, why didn't take note? Make them pay for your vote. Yes, yes, but we still fall in their trap. It's our soft heart making them treat us like that. Hey, they say I'm a baby machine. They say I ain't good for nothing. Because I'm making children, oh, just making children. Hey. They call me that kind of woman, that kind of like plenty man. Why? Because I'm making children, oh, but I ain't throwing them.
No, no, no.
But when election coming and every vote counting, they just come running to the same.
Saying a special good afternoon and happy birthday greetings to Miss Kelisha Remy out there in New Jersey, New York. Special good afternoon to you, Miss, on your second birthday. Good afternoon to Daddy Albert and to Mommy Antoinette. You know, hope everything is everything. Kelisha, good afternoon, sweetheart.
Then women become victims of all kind of circumstances. In school, do not end up like me.
You better study your books.
Women have to rise, be conscious and wise. Oh, oh. Become independent before you end up in my hopeless predicament. Hey, oh. They say I'm a baby machine. They say I ain't good for nothing. Why? Because I'm making children. They call me that kind of woman, that kind of like plenty man. Why? Because I'm making children. Oh, I am throwing them. But when election coming and every vote counting, let us come running to the same.
Mama Wadine.
New mem. Them kind of woman.
Crazy. Good afternoon, my brother. How you doing? Yeah, that's Leona Peters doing it there for us this afternoon with a song entitled Baby Machine. Yes, I just need to make an announcement that yours truly, Brian Linton, along with four other prominent villagers from the Marigot constituency, we were nominated along with eight other people to contest the village council election coming up in the next couple of weeks. The exact date of that election will be published on the radio and in other news media. But the people who were nominated together with me on what we consider a team that we're presenting to serve the Marigot community at the level of the village council, you have on that team Seth Gossi from Where's Marigot, the man himself, Seth Gossi. You have, I should have started with the lady first. We have a very dynamic lady on our team, working with DPEC. She's been working with the banana industry for many years now, very positive Marigot citizen, Cheryl Abraham. She was nominated on Thursday to take part in the village council election, along with Seth Gossi. And you also have on that team there Anthony Charles. We call him Tony for short. And you have Delbert Paris and myself. So those are the five people who are contesting the village council together in the Marigot village council election on a team. In the future, we will be making you aware of the various symbols for the various candidates who are going to be taking part in that election. But so far, we've presented that team on nomination day, and all members, Cheryl Abraham, Seth Gossi, Anthony Charles, Delbert Paris, and Brian Linton, we were all nominated to take part in the village council election. So I guess we have our work cut out for us in terms of going around the village to make people aware of the fact that we are on the ticket. We will be taking part in the village council election, and at the same time pointing out to the people the plans that we have for the development of the Marigot constituency in terms of moving it forward, you know. And so that will be done in the future. The people will are expected to hear from us, those people who are going to be contesting the village council election, to reveal to the Marigot constituents the various plans and programs that they have for the village council. I also have to say, so that on the election day, it's like most other village councils and urban council elections in Dominica, town council elections, where the constituents will be required to vote for five of the nominees. So one person will have the option to vote for five persons. And the five persons who receive the most votes, okay, will be elected, will be considered to be the five elected members of the council. And the government has the option to nominate three additional members to make up the council. So the village council will eventually be comprised of eight individuals, five whom are elected and three nominated by the government. And from these eight individuals, they will, like the city councils and the urban councils, they will elect their chairpersons and their vice chairpersons from that mix of people. So that's where we are as far as this is concerned. Yes, we've entered into the political arena in the Marigot constituency to take part in the local village council election there sometime in the next upcoming week. So you're going to be hearing a lot more about that as we move into the future. This one is from Morgan Heritage. Yeah, there's supposed to be a cricket match going on in the village of Delisis, the community of Delisis, between the UWP Team Dominica versus a team from that the Laplin constituency. I really appreciate if we could get an update from anybody who is attending that cricket match between Team Dominica and the Laplin constituency, United Workers Party, so that we could have an idea as to, you know, what's going on in Delis, you know, what's the weather like, what's the game like, who is batting, you know, who is the bowlers and the main batsmen and that sort of thing, you know. So I don't know if Hector John or Ezekiel Basil, or, you know, one of these people down there who are listening to us right now, you know, could call in to give us an update on what is happening in the Daily constituency anytime. Morgan Heritage, all together.
Suffering so much pain and they still not recovering. Time to get to the root of the problem and root out the right solution.
Today.
Listen to the words of the prophets. We're all kings and queens in the palace, yeah. So no more abuse than we want it. We can get it all.
Good afternoon to Mr. Egbert Schilling for down there in the St. Joseph constituency, and Mark Hanall, good afternoon to you. Hope everything is everything. Bobby and the block in St. Joe, and Myron and the boys, good afternoon. Good afternoon to all the people up Alemon who is listening, Lockdown Aldrin and the crew up there, Daphne. Good afternoon to you guys. Hope everything is everything. Met F.L. Britton on the road this afternoon. Boss, you know, I know you're coming across, my brother. I know you're coming across. Waiting for you. Everything is everything in Central. Good afternoon. All the boys on the block in Rose Hill, Marigot, good afternoon to you. Lester on the block, good afternoon to the man Trooper himself. Hope everything is everything. Dave on the block in Marigot, good afternoon. That's the block in Arrow Park. Franco and Kenrick and the boys. Darren and Alvin, good afternoon to you. Just touching base, hope everything is everything. On the bay in Marigot, the man himself, Alvin Winston, Tintin. Good afternoon to you, sir. Hope everything is everything. Just touching base. Chad, hope everything is everything. Up where's Marigot on the flat? You have to keep your eyes on Seth, my brother. Yes, and good afternoon to the royal ladies of... Between You and Me, Miss Isilma Rivier, Miss Mona Lestrade, Patricia Abraham, Rachie Linton. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to my mom, my other mother, Phyllis Pascal in Marigot there. Hope everything is everything. The man Afo there in Marigot, Arrow Park. Good afternoon. Always locked down to Between You and Me. Hope everything is everything. Hope everything is everything. Elbon, good afternoon to you. A special good afternoon to you, sir, and your wife. Hope you're feeling much better today. Yeah. Just taking some time out to shout out to our people who are always locked into to Q95, listening to the issues, always touching base, always watching our back. The man Arthur, good afternoon to you too. A dynamic bus driver. Hope everything is everything. All the bus drivers down in St. Joe, Boute and Sky and Square, Julius. Linus, good afternoon to you guys. Hope everything is everything. Well, know all you guys always locked in to Q95. Up in Rose Hill, Margot, I don't want to forget that man. James Gray, good afternoon to you, sir. Hope everything is everything. Hope you're locked in to Q95, as usual. The man Blessings in St. Joe. How are you doing, my brother?
We can sing as one people.
Yeah, this is Between You and Me. At 6 o'clock, we'll have weekly headlines with the man himself, the big man himself, Angelo Allen, and Arundale Thomas. Good afternoon to you, sirs. Hope everything is everything.
Get to the root of the problem and root out the right solution.
Yeah, immediately following Between You and Me will be Matt Pelty, the Holy Goldies. There, that's the same Matt in the morning, fella. Yeah, good afternoon. A special good afternoon to my tag team partners. That's the man himself, Tristan Roye. Tristan, good afternoon to you, sir. Yes, and my other tag team partner, Ishmael Bruni. Hope everything is everything. I'll be seeing you guys very soon. We got work to do, guys. Got work to do. Special good afternoon to my nephew, special nephew, Reese. The man himself, Reese Linton. And to Eden and Abigail. Hope everything is everything. Gary, good afternoon to you, sir. Always locked into Q95. Good afternoon to Giselle Pierre Tousset, a miracle. Dillon, the bright girls and bright boys of Q95. Lambert Charles, good afternoon to you, sir. Hope everything is everything. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, Dominica and in the diaspora, we have some issues to discuss this afternoon. An issue which has been on the table for some time now has to do with the question of the opposition having access to the national-owned radio station. This is an issue which has been about for some time. And that problem still obtains today, where the national radio station continues to deny the opposition members access to the radios, to the national-owned radio station. And we're saying that is a dangerous situation where you have a national radio station and the opposition, the legitimate opposition party, cannot have access to that radio station so that the populace can hear the views of the opposition party. The populace can be aware of what is happening. Because you see, in this system of governance that we have, where you have a government and then you have an opposition, and one of the main responsibilities of the opposition is to provide that check and balance. And the radio station would play an important role in that regard. But DBS Radio, apparently acting on the decision of the board of directors, have taken a decision to block the opposition from having access to the DBS Radio. I know for a fact that during the period of Edison James, when he served as his last stint as political leader of the United Workers' Party, they did have a meeting with the management of DBS Radio, you know, making known their views and their concerns with that regard, and making basically a request for access, for equal access, so that they could be able to air their views. But that has not proven to be productive in any way, because the situation still remains the same. And what is even worse is the fact that the government has access to GIS, that institution which is managed by Mervyn Paul, political activist for the Dominican Labour Party. And GIS right now has been reduced to being the main campaign machinery for the government of Dominica. They are on television and so on, spreading Labour Party propaganda. And at that Government Information Service, which the opposition is supposed to have a certain amount of access to as well, because the opposition, you hear them in Parliament raising issues and so on, and that doesn't even come across on GIS. And the government has total control over the GIS. They have total control over DBS Radio, which is the national radio station. And they also have total control over a private radio station, Kyrie FM, where you have a situation right now where the Kyrie FM apparently has taken a decision that they are not even accepting any ads, advertisements or statements from the opposition. So you see, that is what is happening. That is the Dominican reality. And that has been so for some years now. So much so in the last couple of months, mention has not even been made about that existing problem. But that is a problem that has been with us for some time. And that is a problem that we cannot allow to continue to happen. We need to make the board of DBS be aware of the fact that the opposition, it is in the interest of the country for the opposition to have access to DBS radio. It is in the interest of the country for that to happen, so that people can be better informed. And we know with people being better informed, they are able to make better decisions. I want to spend a few minutes this afternoon revisiting an interview conducted on the 8th of December 2009, right here, with Matt Peltier and Dr. Irvin Pascal on the very subject. And we're just going to listen to an excerpt of that interview dealing with that particular issue of access to DBS radio.
And the fact that it may be stifled at this point.
Okay. Before I answer that, Matt, just give me a minute. I expect to be criticized and maybe vilified for coming out here this morning. I'm not that naive to think that I might not even make a few enemies. I might even lose some of my clients in my office. That's the nature of our political consciousness at this time. But
isn't that small-minded, though?
Yeah, but I mean, that's where we have gone. And that usually comes especially from those in our society who think they have the divine right to think and speak for me. When you decide to think and speak for yourself, they become consumed. They become, these people become consumed and want to smother and would like to smother all critical judgment about social and political issues. The intention really being to make the ordinary citizens afraid to be even overheard. So I expect that. I'm prepared to accept the risk associated with me coming here this morning for the simple reason.
You say that it may be political in the back. You realize that?
Well, I just told you the most important political office in the land is the private citizen. So
doesn't really matter.
So it doesn't matter. I mean, I am political. I'm a private citizen. And I hold the most important political office in the land. So it cannot, every time I speak, it cannot be but political. Every time a private citizen speaks, it cannot be but political. It may be. What you have to do is determine whether it is partisan, whether it is tribalism, and that's the most important thing. And I'm prepared to accept the risk for coming here this morning and speaking my mind. I mean, it's a price you expect to pay for standing up for what you believe in. So I have no qualms about that. I mean, I suppose I have a couple skeletons in my closet like everybody else. So, I mean, those skeletons, I can deal with them. So I have no concerns, really.
Okay.
Now, back to the issue of the media. Matt, I don't know if anyone recalls, after the 2005 elections, I wrote an article which was published in The Sun. In that article, I lamented the fact that the voters of this country had not merited any sustained and reasoned debate on the policies, the plans, and the programs of the parties who were vying for the vote. I also expressed the view that as taxpayers, we should have been entitled to appraise the performances of our elected representatives and the potential for the different teams to deliver. I mean, that's what we vote about. We assess you. You tell us you will give us this. We assess you.
And then we say, you've given us 20% of what you... And then we assess your team to see whether the team that you have now can carry us, well, to the other level. I don't know, the next level.
Okay.
To the other level. 5 years later, can you imagine it? In this call, the call is in the election campaign to, about taking Dominica to the next level. And, you know, the next level, you wonder what that means. But, and can you imagine that there is no political discourse, no political announcements, no discussions or live broadcasts except on the news on the national radio station? In my, to my mind, it's only at this time the national radio station is supposed to be open, really, to all views. I mean, and we cannot come, we cannot talk about free and fair elections and then on the national radio station, there are no political discussions, no political meetings being broadcast. I mean, and that is why I imagine we have a political season, we have a campaign season, so people can hear what's happening. Otherwise, you might as well call the date and the following day have elections if you're not going to expose people to views and opinions that should vary, because for any society to develop, they need some plurality of thought. You need to know my view and then the guy that doesn't like my view or he has another view. So to lock down the national radio station to the general public, I think it's a backward step, in my opinion. And it doesn't take any of us, to any level at all. To add insult to injury, Matt, the reason I understand that's advanced by the board for this is supposedly to minimize the risk of litigation to the station. And that's understandable. And there's other, some other cynical concern about equity of access to the... how are we going to make sure that everybody gets equal access? But that's ridiculous. Now, in my opinion, the board at DBS had 5 years, or more than 5 years, to address these issues, because this issue came up in the last election. And to me, if in 2009 you have a board of a national radio station that cannot come up with a mechanism or a strategy to allow citizens to hear the views of the even the government in power during the election, can you imagine the prime minister had to give a national address and he had to do it on a private radio station because of this what I call this foolishness? If you cannot do that as a board, find a mechanism to allow the citizens who pay their taxes to DBS to hear opposing views. As far as I am concerned, you should be fired. And the Minister of Information should fire the board. Simple as that. Because you're not doing your work. You're incompetent as far as I'm concerned. And that's my view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about the media and fair elections. Now, I accept that all modern election campaigns are more or less treated as a game. So maybe that's why we don't get this political discourse, we don't get discussion, because it's a game. And games, you have strategy, you try to do what you want to win, you try to see who you can influence, and that's acceptable in games. But in my opinion, games also have something called fair play. Okay? And elections are not only free, but they're supposed to be fair. So how, as a citizen, does one reconcile no political broadcast on DBS and all the government in power's political broadcasts are on a private radio station, when that private radio station is the only other radio station in the land that has a national coverage? And to make it worse, no other political party is allowed to even place an ad on that private radio station. So, well, what are we talking about? Free and fair elections and access to the media and information to people. Now, to me, I equate that to using steroids to win the 100 meters. Or the situation where you have a boxing match and the guy hits you in your groin, and whilst you're holding your groin, he knocks you out and he claims victory. I mean, there's no other word to call that. In my opinion, simply one word applies. That's not fair play. That's foul play.
That's foul play. Foul play election. That's Mr. Skerritt style. Stealing election any which way he can. That was Dr. Pascal back there in 2009 in December, the very month of that infamous election that was stolen. I'm commenting on the DBS radio issue, the fact that DBS had taken the position that they would not allow for political discourse to take place on DBS radio, as particularly and especially around the election time, when, as the point was being made, that's the time that you want people to hear from the various competing political parties to weigh, to assess their presentations to the public. And I'm getting the sentiment from the comments of Dr. Pascal that is really something very backward to be practicing even now, you know, to stifle free speech, you know, to keep people basically, as it were, in a deep state of ignorance. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been asked to announce to our listening public that the play entitled Madam Speaker by Alex Bruno will be shown tonight at the Arawak House of Culture. Tonight is the 26th of January. Okay. That show will be on tonight, January 26th, at the Arawak House of Culture. Mr. Bruno, I don't see any starting time there, but we are inviting all our listeners. It's the last showing, Madam Speaker, Alex Bruno's Madam Speaker. And the brochure says that she makes the rule. The actors, the show will be featuring Rashida Gashet, Shannon John, Marja Jeffers, Dr. Velda Wade, Anelia Jones, Naomi Azil, Collymore Daniel, Cornell Charles, and Liana Prince. So we want to encourage all Dominicans in our hearing to be at the Arawak House of Culture tonight for the final showing of Alex Bruno's Madam Speaker. I see there on a very interesting leaflet there, Tiat Powell presents Alex Bruno's Madam Speaker. And above the speaker, there was the word "the president," but it's crossed out in red, you know. So, whatever that means, you know. So, just want to inform our listening public that Alex Bruno's Madam Speaker play will be playing for the final time tonight at the Arawak House of Culture, right there downtown, Roseau. Madam Speaker, the worst speaker. Yes, we'll take some of your calls. Good afternoon. How are you doing? Good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good, Brian.
Yes.
You can remember back then we had something on the nation station called Talking Point.
Yes.
Because right now we don't have that because someone has hijacked Talking Point.
Except when Mr. Alvin Knight is there. I want to confess right. That because I take part in Talking Point.
Yes.
When Mr. Alvin Knight right. Especially is hosting
on
Talking
Friday.
Point. Yes, because he's a very fair and unbiased host. I cannot say the same thing for all the other hosts. Although I was no. listening to Sherman Greenbrong just
the special host is the one you just called.
Yes.
For all the topics.
Yes.
And she chooses her topic.
Yes.
And who she wants will call because you and I, those topics, they don't look like us.
Yes, yes,
but
yes.
But gone are the days when we had a little problem or a dog bite you on the road.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Or you have a pothole in the road or whatnot
right.
And so on. You call
and
Talking Point.
Government, even Miss Charles Get Blows, even Mr. James.
Everybody, yes.
I used to call because I was a leader of Talking Point.
Exactly. But they ban you on Talking Point, like how they ban me on the hang?
Me?
They ban you on Talking Point too?
No, not really, but I just don't, the person that is hosting Talking Point, I don't like to listen to her.
When Mr. Knight is there, it's
yes,
very
on
good.
A Friday,
yeah.
On a Friday.
And when Kewana comes in sometime to hold on and so. Yeah, you know Kewana does a good job too, yeah. And Mr.
Girl.
Knight.
I listen to her on a famous girl
yes.
all the time.
Caller, you know, that's almost the only avenue that we have.
Right.
To DBS Radio, the avenue through Mr. Alvin Knight and people like Tiwana Fountain.
Very well.
Yeah.
But the acting manager right now.
Who is that person?
She's Sherman Green.
Oh, okay. Brown. I'm confused with the colors.
I'm not afraid. She has Jack Talking Point and turning into something else.
But we will still be calling Talking Point.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes. All
this
the time.
Our tax money.
All the time. Thanks
we
a lot.
Call.
Thanks a lot, caller.
All right.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Hi, Brian.
How are you doing, my brother?
Very well.
Yeah.
I listened to the statements made by Dr. Pascal. I thought I should call and add my voice and support to what he has expressed as an opinion. I think the opinion was balanced. It was to the point. And it is really quite a shame that we should have a national media outlet and the government should feel that they are the only ones who can go in there and spread what very often is basic propaganda to put into the heads of our citizens. I think that is very unfortunate, and I hope that as we move into a serious campaign for the next elective season, that we will open up all of the avenues for views to be expressed, even if they may be different. The views are to contend, the people of the country are to be told and informed, because to have an electorate of people in a democracy who are not informed is not a good thing for progress in any country.
Exactly.
And we have very often that situation in some countries where you shift the access from democracy to dictatorship. And if this is what the Labour Party is planning to do here, it is going to be up to the citizens to make sure that does not occur. That is why very often when I call in, I pose the question, where are the intelligent Dominicans in the midst of all of this thing? I heard Pascal saying, in effect, that because he has expressed his views here, he may lose patience, that he may be maligned. All of these kinds of fears are in the minds of people who have businesses and who feel that if they express a view that is different from the propaganda view coming from Tony Astafan and that lot, somehow or the other, they are going to have some kind of a penalty attached to their business or a penalty attached to their children. This is a very sad state of affairs.
No, but Dr. Schillingford, with particular reference to Dr. Pascal, who is a specialist ENT, an ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Yes.
If when your ears have boil in it and your nose hurting you and your throat, you cannot swallow food, you do not want to go to receive the top performance, the top service that he offers. You understand? That's to your demise. You understand? So that is a very serious situation in terms of the victimization that, you know, people suffer because of speaking the truth. And I believe that, you know, to a certain extent, you know, Dr. Pascal and people like Dr. Ricketts Schillingford, yourself, Dr. Kevin Ferrara, and all these specialist doctors, the good ones, I believe that they're immune to a certain extent from that sort of victimization.
Well, but Brian, you will understand that when somebody like Dr. Pascal is even voicing that concern, he tells you something about the culture in which we are now operating.
Exactly, exactly. So
Pascal should never have had any sense at all for him to say such a thing.
Yeah, but that's the reality. But that's the reality.
It is the reality.
Yeah.
Unfortunate, but that's how it is.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Brian.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man, Clayton. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for calling. Yes, we're listening to the man this afternoon, the man himself, Peter Prosper. I hope you remember. No, he's out of it already. So that's all right. You can bring Prosper when you're going to perform again, my boy. Bring your words written on a sheet of paper and sing your song, my boy. Sing your song. Good afternoon, between you and me. How are you doing?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
What time is the show at Alex?
Well, that's what I'm trying to see if I notice any time on
the price.
Yes, yes. So, Mr. Alex Bruno, sir, we have
you
some.
How much it costs?
Yes, yes. So, I'm just appealing to Mr. Alex Bruno, who I know is listening to the program. We have some unfinished business there. We know one of the callers would like to find out the time that the show is supposed to start. So, if you could call in and give us the time and the cost of entering into that show, okay?
Am I there still?
Yes, my dear.
Yes, good. I'm just saying that in terms of the access and the subject that you're discussing right now, Brian.
Yes. Yes.
This is the norm in every government.
That is not so. Hold on a while. We are interacting, and I want you to be guided by something here when you come here.
Certainly, you're right.
Yeah. do not ever try to spread lies on my program. Do not ever try that. Because you see, even where you are going, I want to even stop you. That under the Freedom Party reign, the United Workers Party had access to the radio station. Under the Dominican Labour Party reign, that is when the United Workers Party first began experiencing problems with getting access to the Dominican Broadcasting Station. I was personally involved in trying to get access after I had paid money to DBS Radio so that we could buy some airtime. They refused our monies and they cut off all our programs. That was the first time that was being done in the history of Dominica. So do not come to try to spew that type of lie on this program that was done by all governments. The Dominican Labour Party is the first government and the only government that have ever done that. During the reign of the United Workers Party, Rosie Douglas was being heard on the radio station all the time. Mike Douglas, all the opposition people were being heard. We were even having debates between political leaders on these radio stations. It is this Labour Party that has taken that position to ban opposition parties from airing their views, not only on DBS Radio, but on the Government Information Service as well. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. No, I thank you very much. We do not want to tolerate lies and deception. No, that's all right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon on the overseas line. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Brian. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing, sir?
Brian, who is the chairman of DBS Radio?
Aurelius Jolly.
Do you remember in the 70s what affiliation Jolly had?
Yes, some black power, involving black power.
Not only the black power issue, but he was in the forefront of protest for freedom. Mm-hmm. For democracy, mm-hmm. for free speech.
Exactly.
We were in the gardens, mm-hmm. we were the parish hall, mm-hmm. we were in every cranny in Oak Village, we were shouting down the government.
Mm-hmm.
We took part in the protest for the, what started the Freedom Party movement was the Seditious and Libel Act.
Yes.
All right? Now, this is the history and background, and sometimes when I try to put these in perspective, people say and I talk too long, but you cannot.
Yeah, but you have to appreciate to that. You have to appreciate to caller. You have to appreciate to that. We want to entertain as many calls as possible. So you have to keep that in consideration.
I was referring to
Thank you
in particular.
You. Okay.
And that brings me to a question where people don't understand. Some time ago, I made a reference to Mr. Savre being one of the people who instigated the disrespect for government officials.
Mm-hmm.
And many young people who are voters now who are not yet born.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the sorts of things that we have to educate the public on. And I think Q95 is trying its best. But it is disgraceful that Aurelius Jolly, somebody who was a proponent of free speech and access to all, is now stifling that free speech for some fake reason, because he's taking the party line like the common yard fowl that he has become. Good morning.
Thanks a lot. It's a shame. Yes, good afternoon. Between you and me, how are you
doing?
Yes,
Brian.
Yes.
One thing with labor rights.
Yes.
They have a degree in lying to people and spreading propaganda.
Exactly.
Good afternoon.
And that is why, caller, that is why we need to remind them of this.
Especially led by the talk show host, Lennox Linton, that United Workers Party is focused on what it calls the politics of truth.
You hear that? That is the ambassador, the PRO of the Dominican Labour Party. He is mad at the United Workers Party, like the supporters of the Labour Party. They are mad at the United Workers Party because the United Workers Party focuses on the politics of truth. This good word book tells us that it is the truth that shall set us free. The good book also tells us that if we do not have a love for the truth, that we will believe lies, we will believe delusions. That is why in Q95, particularly on Between You and Me, we have a zero tolerance for lies. Zero tolerance. So do not try to get through with lies. They don't work. Good afternoon. Hold on. Yes, you need to lower down that radio.
Yes. I am. It's my fault.
Yes,
my man. Okay, all of that line will pay at the end of the term. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you that I called it from Kingsville, and I want to call the people in charge of the roads. Mm-hmm. Lord, get these people to fix Kingsville Road. The place is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
The place is walls and drain.
Mm-hmm.
Call what to fix. And when they lying about this and that.
Yeah.
They have a rubbish bin they make in Kingsville, a concrete thing. They cannot put the gates up to now, playing politics.
Mm-hmm.
Why liberalism do this kind of stupid listener? Do something for the people, not to say, not to talk, not to make noise for you all. Do something in Kingsville. Kingsville upside down like a rubbish dump.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot. Good afternoon. Between you and me.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those with humanity. Bray, blessings on your family, sir.
My brother, how you doing?
I had to call you
this afternoon for you to come to talk to me, call me.
No, man, come on, Friday. Doing my child homework there was, come on.
I would never. How is Chinua doing? How is Chinua doing?
Love in my heart, I could not have you on that kind of level.
All come the time. How is Chinua doing?
Is that cool? They have a little playmate there, they're freeing up themselves.
Okay, well, tell him I'll see him later, man.
All right, Bray, what I have said already and what I will continue to say, Bray, most of the times the majority of us act on impulses and perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see, like Dr. Pascal elaborated on the whole thing, Bray, commented
exactly
on the whole thing.
Yeah.
You see, and then you would have maybe three or four very influential people in society that would cry down, maybe a priest and a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
It would speak volumes.
Mm-hmm.
But when the opposition deal with the issue, it seems like a political thing. You understand what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's just a pity we are so uneducated where the whole functions of governance is concerned, Bray.
No, but let's stick a pin there a little while. If you notice, when I played that clip there, I made mention, Blessings, that was a recording done in on the 8th of December 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what you're saying, the Blessings, we need to observe that to date, how many years after, no one has refuted the argument put forward by Dr. Pascal. And I particularly used him because I consider him to be a neutral, level-headed, fair and just person, you know?
Yes.
And no one, that presentation that he made with on Matt that morning, no one to date has refuted it or even sought to challenge the point that he was making.
No, and according to you, the brother is a level-headed person and non-partisan.
Oh, yeah.
Very objective. So he's not about trying to give points. And if you notice the level of discussion, the brother was saying, you know, across the board is not necessarily,
exactly,
you know,
exactly,
a thing for a particular person. But what I was saying, Bray, why these guys can escape with that? And these guys are very criminally minded and with dictatorial tendencies, Bray.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are feeding on the level where people really don't take interest in those things there.
Exactly.
I mean, Dr. Pascal, you know, an isolated thing. We just let that pass. If we're going to comment on it, then it will give life to it. So let it pass.
Yeah, but even after Dr. Pascal's presentation, a couple of years after, I mentioned to that Honorable Edison James led a team of opposition members to meet with the management of DBS to make their issues known, their concerns known. And
mm-hmm.
up till now, Blessings, the opposition have not yet received a decent response from that encounter with the DBS management.
My God. Mm,
it's shameful. Oh, yes.
Editorial, Bray.
Yeah, Aurelius Jolly.
Yeah, so what I'm saying in closing, Bray, we really need a few more very influential people. And Bray,
a few more Dr. Pascals?
We
need a few more Dr. Pascals?
Yeah, we need a few more Dr. Pascals. And no, but what about the priests and the pastors?
Oh, yes.
That's why I'm saying these guys are very selective. And I was telling Randy Rodney and his other brethren and them that, you know, King,
mm-hmm.
we are much too selective in crying out evil. When it's from the common man on the street, we're killing one another in drugs and thing, and maybe certain people. Oh, everybody, pastor, priest, everybody talking, politicians, police. But when is certain sectors of society that are being criminally responsible, Bray, the silence is deafening.
Blessings, before
we visit in broad daylight, like the Bonny Manuel issue, how many of them that cry it down?
I tell you, but Blessings, before you go, a question to you. You've heard the term temperance?
Yes.
Temperance.
Mm-hmm.
And the advice is that we must be temperate in all things. Do not really overdo things.
Yes.
And, you know, I was meditating the other day, you know, sometimes even when people speak, they ask us, you know, to be temperate in our speaking, do not overspeak. You know, there's I figured out that there is intemperance in silence as well.
Very interesting.
Yeah, you understand? You know, well, yeah.
the person that is uttering constantly or sounding.
Yeah, you may want to say that they're intemperate.
Can they be temperate instead of somebody saying they're intemperate, right?
Exactly.
Because in silent, if there is intemperance, mm-hmm. you know?
That's what's happening. You check the mm-hmm, silence mm-hmm. is intemperate right now because yeah. it's too much. You know, they need to speak out. They need to be honest. They need to be fair and just. You know, and it's what Louis Robinson always refers to as the yard fowls graveling. Mm. You know, for corn and for food.
For crumbs.
Yeah, for crumbs. You know, it's really despicable. And I'm saying blessings that you know we really need to move from where we are to a better position.
I tell you, thanks for the effort from you and many others trying to awaken a people that seems to be sleepwalking by.
And you're doing your bit as well, blessings. Thanks
yes,
a lot, too.
Blessings.
Okay, my brother. Thank you. Good afternoon. Between you and me, how are you doing?
Yes, Brian. If we're talking about fair and balance and
yes.
equal opportunity.
Yeah.
I think when someone makes a statement, mm-hmm. Brian...
Yeah, but no. Hold on a while, please. You see, that's not the animal program. That's not Kyrie Radio where they allow people to come and spew all types of lies and propaganda. We are not about that here in Q95. We are about educating and informing people. So you're not coming to misinform people and talk about you putting a point of view. There is no point of view as far as lies is concerned. A lie is a lie, and that's what it is. Okay? Thank you. You can, let me hear what you said now.
So before I was rudely interrupted, Brian.
You will always be rudely interrupted when you try to spew lies on our program.
Can I continue, Brian?
Yeah. With the truth, I hope.
Let me just make a statement. Let me just quote Honorable Edison Baines, who was Prime Minister back then. Let me just correct you before I didn't make a statement saying when Edison James was in office, even Mike Douglas got chanced on the radio. Mike Douglas was already dead. Let me just correct you on that. And let me just say to you, Brian, that Mr. James, when he was questioned in reference to the GIS radio station, where he was asked, why isn't the opposition getting equal opportunity? You want to say his response? His response was, this is GIS, which is the Government Information Service, the government propaganda machinery. That's what he said.
That's a lie. That's the problem with you Laborites. You come and you lie. And you lie bold-faced like your leader, Roosevelt Skerritt. You lie without any recourse. I do not want to hear you anymore because you cannot tell me the document that you're quoting from. And the fact that you talk about Mr. James said GIS is Government Information Service. Let me inform you that as far as the United Workers Party is concerned, based on the United Workers Party that I know and I interact with, the United Workers Party considers the opposition an integral part of the government of Dominica. Okay? So because the opposition has views. The opposition goes into the house. The opposition makes presentation on bills. They ask questions. Okay? And that is all part of the government, the function of governance in the country. So that is why I'm telling you, you know, even after we are complaining about the lies that you're telling, you have no shame. You still come and you still present this bold-faced lie on Mr. James. You're telling lies on the man. And you're doing it just like Roosevelt Skerritt. You're not fearful of any contradiction because you know that is what the Labour Party is all about. Listen to that, my dear. Listen to your leaders. Listen to that.
The opposition, especially led by the talk show host, Lennox Linton, that United Workers' Party is focused on what it calls the politics of truth. When a party, an entire political party, is focused on that kind of thing, it will be stuck. You are diverted in your...
You hear that? You all refer to truth as a kind of thing. You understand? Truth is disgusting to a Labourite. And that's no surprise because Mr. Skerritt, Mr. Skerritt will lie about his passport. Mr. Skerritt will continue to lie about his trips. Mr. Skerritt continues to lie about the timing that he calls election. You know, Mr. Skerritt continues to lie about bin bubble, about fertilizer bubble, about the amount of money that he's amassing onto himself, about illegal land transfers. You know, so lying is a part of the psyche of the Dominican Labour Party, as you're hearing from your own PRO. And it's just a shame that you're so bold-faced in telling your lies. And that is why anytime you know that you're going to come tell a lie, you're not welcome to call my program. Thank you. Good afternoon. How are you doing? Between you and me.
Hello, good afternoon. Brian again.
How are you doing, my brother?
I'm fine. Let me just send a nice clear message to my brother and friend, Dr. Pascal. Not let your heart be troubled, Dr. Pascal. God is love. God is, loves you. And you're a great man. You're a specialist.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Pascal,
oh, yes. A specialist. ENT. Yeah, ENT.
The one and only
in Dominica. It's a sad situation.
No choice. They have to come to you.
Yeah, it's a sad situation. Yeah.
Political clouds and their support with this criminal enterprise. How long, Brian?
Not long. Not long, my brother. Not long.
Truth must to earth will rise again.
Again. Must rise again. And truth is rising again.
The arc of the moral universe is long.
But it bends towards justice all the time. How long?
Not long. What you reap is
what you sow. Amen.
How long? Not long. No lie can
that live forever. Amen.
Have a nice day, Brian.
Thanks a lot.
Bless you. Thanks. Dr. Pascal, love you.
Thanks a lot.
Good work with Tiani.
All the time.
I'm listening, Brian.
All the time.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon. Between you and me.
Hi, good afternoon, Brian. Hi, Brian. This is Aura calling from New York. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. I'm trying to deal with the lies of the Labour Party. Yes.
And the way that you just responded to that paper, right? I don't think anybody could have done it better.
No, well, we have zero in Q95. In Q95. Thanks a lot. To God be the glory. In Q95, we have zero tolerance for deception and lies. Good afternoon, between you and me. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. Stop listening to your computer and deal with me on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Between you and
QFM?
Yeah, that is QFM. You're right on Q. Between you and me. Good afternoon.
Leave our Labourites. Leave we Labourites alone.
Okay, yes, that's good. Yes, I know. Yeah, we know. We know Labourites tell a lot of lies. It's not something to be proud of. Good afternoon, between you and me.
Ryan.
Yes, my dear.
Oh, my God. Brian, they cannot do without our program, you know.
No, I know. They have to listen to the truth. Because they know that's what Tony listens to, so that he can go and spin lies for them to come and try to repeat.
Ryan, my young brother, Lennox Clinton, that's my young brother, I love him. You want to make me love you more, but you will not.
That's my godfather, too.
Ryan, when you are leaving the program in your hands, I say, boy, what am Brian going to do? But Brian, I can see you showing your colors, though.
Well, don't be afraid. Lennox and Edison and Norris and Angelo Allen and all the time. Good afternoon, between you and me.
That's the mobile man.
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing, my brother?
My brother, this afternoon talking about lies and cheating.
Yes.
But I love Lennox so much, but I start to love you. Listen, my brother.
Keep loving Lennox, my brother. Keep loving Lennox, boss, because Lennox need love. And he needs prayers above all things so that he can stay on the straight and narrow.
Yes, man. And we believe in truth, my brother.
All the time. We do not lie.
I'm sorry for you for that, my brother.
All the time, my brother. Thanks a lot. Good afternoon. Between you and me.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, Brian. My brother. How are you doing?
Good, man. Brian, talking about lies. Mm-hmm. Remember that story Tony Astafan?
Yes.
And Susie Douglas?
Yes.
They have made up something talking about corruption.
Exactly.
And after the man started getting paid, you know, to invest corruption, the man come out and he say, there was no corruption.
Exactly.
What's happening to our
exactly. You understand? They just continue to practice deception and lies, and they want to come and defend their lies.
You don't make it up. You make it up. They create it. They architect it.
Exactly.
And they feed it to our people.
Exactly. And Dominicans are fed up with that right now, my brother.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
thanks
man.
A lot, my brother. Good afternoon. Between you and me.
Good afternoon, Brian. It's too late to join, you know?
No, to join me? No, you can come in anytime, my brother. We yes.
I will never get make it to you on time, boy, Brian.
No, I don't know. According to your distance.
Shagan,
boy, you can take on from where you are there. Keep your phone and continue talking, my brother. Yes, okay. Talk to me, my brother. How you doing?
But I was trying to listen to what was going on there. There was a statement a while ago, Brian, that what did they say that the Prime Minister at the time, Mr. James, said that it is government
propaganda machine. Yeah, it's a blatant bullface lie. Typical Labour Party tactic.
I mean, this would have to be a very basic person to make that comment, you know.
Yeah, it's the liar who is acting on behalf of Roosevelt Skerrit continues to disguise their voice, you know. You know, the liar doesn't even have the courage to speak in his or her own voice.
What I'm saying is that the Prime Minister at the time, for a Prime Minister to say that, I was saying that has to be a very basic Prime Minister.
Exactly.
What I recall, I mean, it was a couple of years ago when the United Workers Party was in office.
Mm-hmm.
And if you recall, Brian, I hope you remember this, it was GIS News.
Yes.
And the administration at the time, the UWP administration, had it changed to Channel 7 News.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually requested of the people at GIS to ensure that the opposition got time on GIS News, particularly in the news programs that the news programs would cover, you know, and entertain the happenings of the opposition at the time. So the GIS News, which existed at that time, was removed and it was changed to
Channel 7 News. Yeah.
And the reason for that was simply to make it a more reasoned platform to engage both government and opposition at the time. So I that commentary there, I just wanted to speak to that, because that commentary is
I know Shagan, and again that highlights the desperation of those liars, you know. No, that highlights
Brian, you see the extent to which this is actually the opposite to what was just said.
Yeah.
A government would meet a program, GIS News, that is paid for by the government, and say, change the name.
Yeah.
Left as GIS News, because
we want to be more inclusive.
The happenings of the opposition must be reported as well. And in light of that, let us make it Channel 7 News, which is the channel which was being broadcasted on.
Shagan, let me ask you a question before you go. Do you consider the opposition to be a part of the government of Dominica?
It's part of the government. It forms part of the governance
exactly.
of any country.
Exactly.
Just like in the United States, you have the Republicans and the Democrats. One holds the seat of elective government, that is who is the presidency, but everyone else forms part of the governance of the country.
Exactly.
And it's the same here, because you will go to parliament and people represent either as parliamentary representatives or as senators elected by their party to assist the elected members on either side. So they're part of the governance of the country.
Oh yes.
That's what it is.
Any other thing you'd like to share with us, my host, before you will.
No, that is all for now, man.
Well, my bro, you're watching the clock. If anything pops up, you know where to get me and so on. You know, so that you could share. Okay.
Well,
whatever.
There's some drizzle on the roads, but slow down my pace once I start driving again.
Oh, okay. Are you driving within speed limits?
Yeah. And I stopped to make the call, yeah?
What
you should never drive
and make telephones.
And make calls, yeah. Whenever you can, you should stop. So that's a message to all the young people out there, the young quick drivers. So,
yes.
I used to be one back when I was 18.
18 years. When you were much younger.
Much younger.
Okay, old man. Shagan, you said good afternoon to your godfather. Good afternoon. You want to hail up your godfather this afternoon, because you know I was speaking to you.
Of course, Teacher Grail.
Yes.
Good afternoon, my godfather. That's the best godfather in the world. Let me tell you. Made me feel special from the time I was a mere little lad.
Yeah, well, up to
this day.
Well, that's
every
why the man
time,
most.
Every time I see my godfather, he always makes me feel like the most special young man in the world.
Well, I could imagine that, Eshagun, because the man always boosting you for me up there. You know, he's godson. So I have to, one of them days, I must tell him, boss, you tell me that already every time you meet me. I know Eshagun is your godson. You understand? Yes.
Teacher Gray.
Very proud of his godson.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, man, Eshagun.
You're welcome.
Yes, my brother. Good afternoon on the overseas line.
Hi, Lennox.
Brian.
I'm saying Lennox.
Brian,
how are you? Fine, thank you.
Fine, thank you.
Things are good. Jeff,
yeah, we are trying. Jeff, okay. How are you doing? Yeah.
Good. Brian, you know, whether Dominicans like to hear it or not, Dominicans have really faced one of the most disappointing and saddest moments that Dominicans have ever experienced was the voting out of the United Workers Party in 2000. I mean, the records are there.
Mm-hmm.
The records are there. They cannot be erased to see the level of development that has been done by the United Workers Party.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, based on what happened, as Tony said, something was framed. And the fact about it is that he was still a great amount of money for that deception.
Oh, yeah.
As far as I heard, he was paid a great amount of money for that deception, Brian. But the fact about it is that, okay, we came to office. Rosie died. Pierre Charles took over.
Mm-hmm.
Pierre Charles died.
Not Pierre Charles died, no? Don't say it simple like that. No? According to Tony Astafan, the man who is scared of Colin McIntyre, according to Tony Astafan, the labor rights who are there right now, people like Ian Douglas, Roosevelt Skerritt, Reginald Ostrey, Matthew Walters, they were there. They were there backstabbing Peru, biting his hands while they were backstabbing him, while he was stretching out his hands to ask them for help. They were biting his hands, according to Tony. Skerritt and them were killing Peru. They were the ones, according to Tony Astafan, who killed Peru. So anytime you see people talking about the death of Peru, it is important to quote Tony Astafan as because he has placed that responsibility squarely on the shoulders of Roosevelt, Skerritt, and his colleagues. And the people of Grand Bay need to always remember that.
Yes, Brian, but you see, okay, Skerritt came in, and everybody thought that he would have done a good job as a young man, maybe with new ideas and stuff like that.
To be a liar and a thief.
During the first term, he failed miserably.
Mm-hmm.
You gave him a second term, worse again than the first term.
Yes, stealing
and
elections all the way along.
Another term, Brian.
Yeah.
And they still won. I mean, I am so happy now, and many Dominicans.
No, but call again, call her.
That error.
Call her again,
realizing, that there has to be a change.
Call her. We need to make this correction. You know, Skerritt, the only election that Labour Party has won in Dominica in recent times, and I want all of our listeners to be very clear on that, it is the 2000 election. That is the only election that they won fair and square. Oh, the 2005 election was stolen. The 2009 election was stolen. And remember when we brought our petitions to court claiming bribery and so on, they said that we were on a fishing expedition because we couldn't prove our case. Recently, with the tour of the United Workers Party in the diaspora, we had confessions, numerous confessions from individuals who confessed that they indeed received bribes from Roosevelt Skerritt to come to Dominica to vote for the Dominica Labour Party. We have the situation in La Plaine.
Election
was stolen. Exactly. Ron Green is a clear example of the high-class robbery, the highway robbery of the 2009 general election. He won the election on the day of election by 12 votes. They recounted until he lost, they stole the election by one vote. So the Labour Party has never won any election in Dominica. And that is why Mr. Skerritt is taking the opportunity, instead of campaigning in Dominica, he's going outside to campaign to the mercenary voters to bring them in to try to change, determine the course of the elections. Yes.
And to go out secretly.
Okay, so that's what we have. So they've never won election in Dominica. So when people come up talk about 18 free, that doesn't even concern me. That doesn't even move me one way or another, because all Dominicans are convinced that it is a stolen election. But those who like
there's a positive change, and that positive change is coming.
It's not an option. Thanks a lot, caller. Thanks a lot. Good afternoon, between you and me. Yes, good afternoon. Between you and me?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Yes, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brian, I'm sitting here listening to you, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this guy has come into, you know, in government. And from the very first time they came, you remember when Rosie Douglas was there, they talked about the house in Edison James had in Barbados.
Mm.
The only time I think somebody...
Caller, stick a pin there a little while, please. You see, callers, you guys are calling and stimulating me there. Stick a pin there.
Yeah,
that issue that you just raised about Edison James having a hotel in Barbados, caller, are you aware of the fact that when that rumor came out, the controller of Inland Revenues wrote to Mr. James,
right,
asking him to clarify the rumor about he having a hotel in Barbados?
Yes.
We have heard so many, not rumors, but factual information concerning the various possessions of Roosevelt Skerrit. And all those, that information that we have with this man amassing illegal wealth. Up till now, the controller of Inland Revenue has not moved a muscle. The IPO remains impotent. They cannot do anything while Roosevelt Skerrit continues to amass wealth unto himself.
Brian, remember, the only truth that they spoke was when Douglas came on the radio and said that was a political gimmick.
Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
And from that time on, you see, Perro came in. Perro never, you know, did anything wrong, you know, but then at the same time, when these guys came in, that is where lies started to lie.
Exactly.
Because, for example,
they killed Perro, and after they killed Perro, they started with their governance of lying and deception.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know,
murderers.
Up to today, you know, these guys have never told us. I mean, look, for example, right now, what is going on with the Melvin Hall Road?
Exactly.
The road,
yeah, where all this seesaw.
How many years now?
To be completed,
5 years,
yes.
6 years?
Yeah, to be completed.
I mean, there's nothing happening on that road right now.
Exactly.
Why aren't they talking about that? They're talking about, a speech Thompson Fountain made on the in another country, but they're not talking about the things happening in our country. And before I go...
They were not talking about the speech Thompson Fountain made. Now, call again, we need to be clear, you know. They twisted Thompson said, to try to make propaganda. Typical Labour Party lying and deceitful style.
But
typical Labour Party.
I would like to ask them, when are we Dominicans going to know, you know, when the physical, you know, because we trying to make money, we trying to see if we can save something, and Dominicans cannot save under this government. It's been 15 years.
Exactly. The economy.
When is the economy of Dominica going to start?
And that is the problem that they have. You know, to that question that you've raised there, we've had that question being highlighted by UWP Team Dominica when they have unveiled their development plans for Dominica, the whole idea of rebuilding, rethinking, and renewing the economy, establishing all these various growth pillars, new growth pillars, which are not existing in our economy, to expand, as it were, our economic base. The commitment that they have given to the people of Dominica to create 5,000 new jobs in the first 3 years of the government of the day cannot respond to that plan of the United Workers Party. So they resort to lying and deception. That's what they do best. They lie, like the chief liar Skerrit himself.
So then the person that call and turning their voice into a female voice,
yes,
why don't you ask that person for us, Dominicans? Some of us that...
Even that act, Ninja, that even that
know,
act in itself
like
is...
We would like to know what part of the next level that we are in. Did we went down, or are we moving on? Because what we've seen is the ministers are getting to be richer.
Yes, they're competing with the private sector.
The
they are back and big chuck. Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So that is the question I want you to ask that person that's trying to turn their voice, to pretend that they're a woman and they're not, you know,
Thank you, my brother.
Thanks a lot, my brother. Thanks a lot. Good afternoon. Between you and me, how are you doing?
Hey, afternoon, Brian. What's up?
Fine, thank you. How are you
okay,
doing?
Okay, moving here.
Hey, moving. How are you doing?
Good, man. Let me tell you, early on, you said that Roosevelt's going to the States to campaign. I want to make a correction.
Yes, talk
he
to me.
He's going to actually recruit and to pay his people to come down.
I want to even further correct you. He's going to turn good citizens into criminals.
Thank you very
because
much.
When Team Dominica went up there, they explained clearly that the act that Roosevelt Skerrit wants to get these voters involved in, it is a criminal act. He wants them to receive bribes.
That's not campaigning.
That's not campaigning. And again, Mervyn, we can make the comparison. Here it is, Team Dominica went up to the diaspora, they educated, they informed the people, and they showed the people a development plan of which they can be a part of.
Right.
That's what they went to do. Right. That mission was successful. What did Roosevelt Skerrit go to do? He went up there to make people become criminals.
Right.
The criminal enterprise that he manages in Dominica.
Right. And imagine in what we heard when Team Dominica was out there, some of the people who actually got paid.
Exactly.
They said that they got paid.
We heard confessions, my brother. We heard confessions of receiving bribes.
Right.
Yes. One of the confessors even said that he committed a transgression by voting against his own brother, who was a good man.
I remember that. Lord, have a good one.
Thanks a lot, man. Moving. Thanks a lot. Good afternoon, between you and me.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, sir?
I have not called this program for a long time.
Mr. Chaliner Hunt, how are you doing, sir?
Do you know
that
the government of Dominica now rate the animals higher than the people of Dominica?
Talk to me.
Go out Melvin Hall, pass Wesley area, you will see the type of road they built to go to the animal farm. From since 2004, the farmers at Sundley area asking Roosevelt Skerrit for help. We make 67 of us make a first petition. He received it at the Credit Union Hall in Marigot. When 1 year passed, I present him another one on the 67 of us name in the financial institution. He said to me, he's sending the engineer. Up to now, the engineer have not yet reached. It's a shame and disgrace to see where the farmers have to struggle in that road. When the animals have nice road and hotel. He built hotel for the animals, the cattle, the sheep and the goats. And he cannot build roads for the farmers of this country to get out their produce.
Yes.
He's a criminal.
Lord have mercy.
I talked to the man
when
they carried me at Mount Bruce.
Yes.
I said to him, Mr. Prime Minister, I have been listening to you for the longest while, making statements that things that should be done 40 years ago, you come and have to be doing it. I please ask him to empower your farmers. Give us road, give us market, and the farmers will do the rest.
Yes.
Up to now, our bridge have ripped away since 2004, the 14th of November. I can never forget that.
But 10 years.
We were harvesting bananas for the government of Dominica, the Commonwealth. I had to make a wooden bridge to get out my transport over that river days after. Okay? In September there, I saved 4 tourists from drowning. The river overflowing, wood going down in that river. And the penetrate, I said, hey, stay there, wait. No, the river is bubbling. They asked me, no other road. I said, no, you all have to wait and just look at me over the other side. About 3 hours after, when the river base down, I went through and they came and meet me in the center and I gave them a rod that I had to go out. Just last week, a young man and a young lady trying to get across, there were nowhere for them. They're struggling on stone. The young man have to hold the lady's hand and pass right along into a wood root. I said to them, for the longest while I have been telling the tourists, those that are in charge, to build a bridge. And they have a trap for them. That is a trap gate for the tourists.
Yes. Let's wind up, Mr.
Our people too.
We got to wind up, my brother.
Children coming across. They walk on a long journey. They have to put that foot in the water.
Yes.
And that is the type of government we have. They prefer animals than the people, brother.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Well, the Prime Minister said to us, those of us who want to know where Labour Party get their money from, I have the message for you. If you think you are ask the King scary, Jesus scary. Any question?
This of is the damn business who is giving Labour Party money.
That's right.
Labourers receive money and Labour
scary. Any question?
This of is the damn business who is giving Labour Party money.
That's right.
Labourers receive money and Labour
Party. That one is for you, sir. Okay.
That's right.
So tell Labour coming
and all of you
go to hell and come out to stop the radio and figure.
All you that want to know where Skerry get your money from, go to hell. Skerry tell me say so. And to hell with all of all you, and all you don't tell me is none of all you damn business. To hell with you, Lennox. Yeah, but it's not me that's saying it. I just saying what he tell me. You see, all you, don't get vexed with me. You see, don't listen. Don't call me
don't
and tell
vexed
you what
with me
in my mouth.
Yeah. Don't oh, get vexed with me. I just repeating what crazy T repeat.
Give
okay.
me a message.
Okay.
Me,
all right.
Tell all of you that want to know where he getting his money from.
Yes. Whether it's from drug lords or wherever.
Who is giving Labour Party money? Okay. Labourers receive money and Labourers spend money in this country for this campaign.
Exactly. Whether it's from drugs or human trafficking, money laundering.
To stop the radio and figure.
Check. Whether it's from drugs, money laundering,
and I say
whatever.
To you, you know, people, Dominican people,
get his money, it's none of all your business.
And I want to send a special message to the diaspora.
Crazy, good afternoon, my brother. Two of us
my
on the program
and
now.
Sisters, please spend a day or 2 days in Dominica. Talk to different people. Those of you that give tickets to come to vote for the Labour Party, I know some of you. You have come. I met with you already. And
Brian
I explain
crazy,
to you exactly.
I'll
if you don't believe,
this afternoon. Brian
listen to
crazy.
All radio stations. They will tell you, do not listen to Kyrie. Because Kyrie FM is propaganda. But you are sensible people. I think those of you who go out and come back in, I think that at least you have learned and understand how democracy works. So you can make
when you
a
said
better
Kyrie
decision
you really meant
than
cute
those of
for
us.
This time.
That stays here and breed in ignorance. Mm. So I am saying to you, the people them who come down here to vote, it is your right, you're a Dominican. I support diaspora people coming to vote. People can say what they want because I used to live out of Dominica and I appreciate that I can come home and vote. But people, please, before you go and vote for a party because they send you a ticket, understand what is going on in this country. We have a set of people,
good
a handful
advice.
Of people that grabbing everything for themselves. Only them and their children can eat.
That's too near.
Look
scary
in the election
them.
Of Labour Party. Count how many Mitsubishis that in the campaign of the Labour Party. Find out how much money Tony Astafan is benefiting from this government and his law firm. Find out the issues, the real issues, why Tony Astafan feels he had to call on the BS radio.
And why he afraid
and
calling?
Try to start a war. He tried to start a war and we were smarter than him. We defused the time bomb. He think it was Lebanon. I mean, those of you who are living out there that coming back, you have come back here. Okay? What you coming to do? Put me in hell? And you expect me to watch you and smile with you? When you live in America, you live in Canada, they send you tickets. You come in from Guada, you come in from Antigua, St. Kitts, or wherever you are, and you come in to Dominica to put me in hell? And you expect me to accept that? Come on, my brothers and sisters, man. You know better than that.
That's how we do it for this afternoon between you and me. Thank you for all those who joined us this afternoon in Dominica and in the diaspora. Let me just invite you to join us again next week Sunday, same time, same place, for another program of national importance.
In desperation, ready old, that's very young. So what kind of pepper is pasta pepper? Pasta pepper is not seasoned in pepper. What kind of pepper is pasta pepper? Pasta pepper is not Bodama jack pepper.